The coronavirus pandemic is at a plateau. That is the assessment today from Governor Charlie Baker as he continues to monitor the outbreak that's virtually shut down the state and the nation for over a month now. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us. And Steve, we've been in the surge of the COVID-19 illness for a couple of weeks now. Did Governor Baker give any hint today of when it might be over and then when non-essential businesses might reopen?
Well, we'll probably be out of it within the next week or so, but the governor is waiting for all the data to come in before declaring the surge over. He said he expects to have something to say about reopening businesses later this week, but he's been keeping his plans of how he'll do that tight to the vest. Of course, his order to keep businesses closed expires a week from today, so he needs to reveal his plans pretty soon. He says he's been in touch with governors in nearby states to coordinate how this all will be done.
The numbers vary so much from state to state that you would expect states to act relatively independently based on their own data and to try to work with the states that are around them, as I've said before, to make sure that none of us does anything that unwittingly creates an issue or a problem for other states. If their data is heading in the right direction, they should start thinking about stuff like that. And I would say that for us as well.
And what did the data actually show? The main indicators, about how close Massachusetts may be to reopening, because the governor has specific things he looks for.
Sure. The governor says here in Massachusetts, the hospitalization rate has remained steady. Almost 3,900 people are in the hospital right now being treated for COVID-19. He has said that he needs to see that rate of hospitalizations steadily decline before opening up businesses.
What are the latest coronavirus figures, Steve, out of the Department of Public Health today?
Sure. Some of the key numbers continue to trend downward, so that's encouraging. For example, DPH is reporting the deaths of 104 people since yesterday, which means the total number of people who have died in Massachusetts from COVID-19 has exceeded 3,000 for the first time, 3,003 to be exact. But the 104 new deaths is down from the 169 new deaths reported yesterday and the 174 new deaths reported on Saturday. Definitely a downward trend.
And what about confirmed cases? Are they trending downward as well?
They are, albeit slowly, 1,524 new cases, down just a smidgen from yesterday, but that's about half of what was reported just last Thursday.
Steve, the Baker administration announced it's going to provide extra money to help nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. How much did it say, and what's the money going to be used for?
Sure. It's for $133 million, which is on top of an extra $130 million that was provided just on April 15th. The governor acknowledged this virus has been particularly hard on those long-term care facilities.
Once COVID-19 gets into a facility, it spreads rapidly and in many cases can be undetected for days. This requires everyone to be more vigilant about staff and other people working in these facilities. In many cases, staff interact with several residents daily to do their jobs. It makes controlling the disease that much harder, and it also demands a new level of infection control and staffing requirements for our nursing homes so that they can create the safest environment possible.
Now, the money will be available on May 1st and can be used to help pay for more staff, implement state-of-the-art infection control, cleaning services, personal protective equipment, and other support services. And as a condition of the funding, nursing homes will have to work with the state and submit to on-site audits and work off a 28-point control checklist.
And finally, it looks like lawmakers are trying to figure out a way to move forward on Beacon Hill with their own business, and I understand the House is going to be holding a formal session this Wednesday.
Yes. As you know, they've only been holding what are called informal sessions. These are sessions that are only attended by just a handful of members and can only deal with non-controversial issues. All it takes is a single member to object to a bill, and that more or less stops it dead in its tracks. The House Democrats will be holding a caucus tomorrow remotely to discuss changing the rules so they can conduct their business remotely. Now, on Wednesday, the House will debate and vote on a bill that lets the state treasurer borrow money to pay bills for this fiscal year, with the understanding that revenues to pay for that borrowing will not be coming in until the next fiscal year, which gets underway on July 1st.
Thank you very much, WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.